This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. What will it take to seriously reduce greenhouse gas emissions just in Sonoma County? The Climate Protection Campaign has spent the past 2 years developing a detailed answer to that question. Project manager Renata Brilliger says they're now ready to make it public.
It's come out of a goal that all 9 Sonoma County cities and the county set for itself in 2005 to achieve greenhouse gas emissions 25% below 1990 levels by the year 2015. Unfortunately, since that target was set, our emissions have continued to rise. So it's not only closer, but it's a bigger gap to close. The plan looked at 4 different sectors: electricity and natural gas, transportation and land use, agriculture and forestry, and solid waste.
The biggest area of impact, Brilliger adds, is transportation, where establishing a rail alternative to Highway 101 is a top priority.
Getting that smart rail established will also provide an organizing structure for the rest of the transportation infrastructure that needs to grow up around it. The smart rail helps provide stations around which developers can cluster mixed-use development. Those are permanent stations that people can feel like they can invest in.
But that alone is not enough to reach the climate protection goals. To accomplish that, widespread development of the area's renewable energy sources will be needed, from solar to geothermal. By decentralizing these electricity sources, and thereby minimizing the distribution network needed to reach local users, the cost of greener power can remain competitive with major utilities, says Dave Erickson, the campaign's technical director.
We call this a low-carbon electricity portfolio. It involves a variety of resources, all of which are locally available. The other aspect is placing the generation resource close to the user, the electricity. We feel that that, in terms of development of new renewable power, is the cheapest way to do it.
This new infrastructure would be financed by revenue bonds issued by local governments and repaid through customers' monthly power bills as they use that alternative sourced power. A concurrent part of the plan, Brilliger adds, would ensure maximum efficiency of electricity use in all homes and buildings throughout Sonoma County.
We have an ambitious goal to retrofit 80% of Sonoma County's homes and commercial spaces to the highest possible standard.
Other steps in the overall strategy include deploying a large fleet of shared fuel-efficient cars, converting buses to run on biofuels, generating energy from agricultural wastes, and encouraging carbon sequestration by planting crops, trees, and ground covers that help hold carbon in the soil. If pursued aggressively, the combined tactics should enable Sonoma County to meet the goal it has set. But Erickson notes the environmental clock is ticking.
We're behind right now in terms of carbon emissions. Our atmospheric carbon concentration is already too high at 385 parts per million. This provides a real opportunity for us in Sonoma to really push the envelope and to establish what is possible in terms of rapid, significant carbon emissions reduction.
More details of the plan will be presented at a public meeting tomorrow night in Santa Rosa. We've got details about the meeting and the action plan on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.